If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Everybody, this is Rick with the Monorail Tales podcast, and I think we have a really, really fun show tonight. We are going to find out what kind of personalities our co-hosts have, and based on their personality, which Disney princess they are. So I'll go ahead and introduce all of our participants first, and these are in alphabetical order, just so it's easier for me to keep track of. The first one we have is Al.
Good evening, everyone. Happy to be here.
We're glad you're here as well.
And I'm here with my wife, Carrie, too. So she's my moral support.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
The next person we have is Bill Mitchell.
See if I could do this. Hello, everyone. It's been a while since I've been on. So, yeah, that's it. Great intro.
I'm not done yet. The next person we have is the one and only Michelle Roelke and some of her seven kids.
Hello.
Oh, that's sweet.
Hi, Owen.
He's learning how to talk on the phone, so.
Our next participant is Patrick Wheeler.
Hey, hello, everybody.
And last but certainly not least is our almost birthday girl, Mrs. Sheila Sanders.
Good evening.
So let's just get right to it. What do you guys know about personality tests? Anything?
I usually fail them.
I can see that.
I know I've had to take a lot for jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were always fun in school, though. They would always tell you where you should work. I mean, sometimes it was always funky, like, coming from Brooklyn, they would tell you, you should be a forest ranger. I'm like, forest ranger? Where's the nearest forest in Brooklyn?
Well, back when I was in college, I had a class called organizational behavior. And one of my project was I did a comprehensive personality test on every employee at my place of business where I worked during school. And extrapolated the results to determine what type of personalities work best for which positions. And so we're going to be doing the same, like I said, and seeing what kind of personality you have and finding out what kind of princess you are. But in a nutshell, we're going to be doing a Myers-Briggs personality test. And what it is, it is 16 different personality types. The bottom line of the theory is that every person is characterized by either of the two of the below two letter types of four major categories. So there's four categories and two types in each one. The first is extroverted or introverted. The second is sensing or intuitive. The third is thinking or feeling. And the last one is judging or perceiving. So it's EISNTFJP. For example, you may be an ISFJ, introverted, sensing, feeling, judging. So you'd be introverted. Sensing, you would be a realist as collecting and interpreting information from the outside world. Feeling, you're more likely to take the conceptual background into account in your decision rather than deciding without empathy. And as a judger or designer, you prefer planning your activities in advance rather than engaging in your everyday life without plans. So as Disney super fans, you may fall in the J category because you like to plan, but we will find out. Another example is an ENTP, which is extroverted. The N is intuitive, so you see consequences of certain events instead of being entirely realistic and in the here and now. You also think more about the world, the lives, and anything else compared to a realistic person. You are more inclined to base your decisions based on mere logic, and you tend to take the conceptual background of a given situation to a lesser extent, and perceiving means you prefer having your opportunities kept open and flexible rather than planned. So I know that's a lot to take in and maybe kind of confusing, but I think at the end of the day, when we're done, it will all make sense. So does anybody have any questions yet?
No, sir.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and every question has one of two answers, either A or B. The more honest you are with yourself on your answers, the more accurate the results will be. And if you have trouble choosing between the two answers, just pick one choice. The collective set will reveal your true nature. And some of the answers may seem like they're very close to the same, but just pick the one that most suits you. And there are no wrong answers. There's no judgment based on what you say.
Okay, can I get that in writing, please?
No.
No, I mean the no judgment, okay?
No.
I don't trust you.
That's why I said no. So I'll ask the question, and then we'll just go in alphabetic order because that's how I have it all set up. And you just tell me A or B, okay? All right. When the phone rings, do you A, hurry to get it first, or B, hope someone else will answer it? How?
A.
Bill.
What was the choices again? A, you answer it. B, you don't.
Do you hurry to get it first or hope someone else will answer it?
I'm going with A.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
A.
Sheila.
B. That's interesting. Straight off the bat, the males all say A and the females say B.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I'll just real quick. It was a tough one because it's like my home phone doesn't ring now because it's always telemarketers. And we all have our cell phones. So it was a tough question to figure out what I would do now.
Yeah, this question is the only one that's like that because this test is several years old. So that question is kind of anachronistic, but all the rest of them are pretty straightforward.
And you got a thesaurus calendar for Christmas, Rick?
No, that's just how I normally talk.
Okay, cool.
All right, question number two. Are you more A, observant than introspective, or B, introspective than observant?
I'm going to say A.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
I'm going to have to go with A on this one.
Sheila.
Egg.
All right, question number three. Is it worse to A, have your head in the clouds, or B, be in a rut?
Ooh, good question.
B. I'm going to say B.
Bill.
I'm sorry. Is it the question?
Is it worse to have your head in the clouds or to be in a rut?
In a rut. B. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Michelle.
B.
A.
I'm going A as well.
All right, question number four. With people, are you usually more A, firm than gentle, or gentle than firm?
I'm going to say A. I'm sorry, B on that one, B.
B. Bill.
B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
A.
Sheila.
I'm sorry, can I do a Bill? Can you just repeat that again?
With people, are you usually more A, firm than gentle, or B, gentle than firm?
Oh, silly me. B.
Right? I knew that answer. Okay, I'm just going to scroll a little bit. Okay, question number 5. Are you more comfortable in making A, critical judgments, or B, value judgments?
B, value judgments.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
A.
B.
And I'm also a B.
All right, question number 6. Is the clutter in your workplace something you A, take the time to straighten up, or B, tolerate pretty well?
A, straighten up myself.
I'm going to go with B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
If we're talking about my workspace, I think it's got to be A.
Yeah, Sheila.
If you could see my desk, you would agree I'm a B.
All right, question number 7.
We've said that before, but never mind.
Question number 7. Is it your way to A, make up your mind quickly, or B, pick and choose at some length?
A.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
I lied. A. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the question again?
I'm so lost.
Is it your way to make up your mind quickly, or pick and choose at some length?
I loved Michelle's answer. I'm sorry. She changed it.
So is it my turn now?
Yes, Patrick.
Okay. Want to make sure Michelle got her answer locked in. Man, it depends on what the decision is, but I would say I like to make an informed decision. So let's go with a B.
And I'm a B as well.
All right. Question number 8. Waiting in line, do you often A, chat with others, or B, stick to business?
A, chat with others.
I knew it. Bill.
A.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
A.
And Sheila.
A.
Wow, everybody had the same answer for that one, except me.
We cheated. We're looking over each other's shoulder here.
Yeah. Just as a notice, I've already taken this and I already know what my answer is. And mine was I stick to myself and I don't talk to others. So maybe that'll guarantee that I'm different than everybody else.
Well, it's going to be interesting to find out.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what your personality type is, Rick.
Yeah, which one I choose. All right, question number 9. Are you more A, sensible than ideational, or B, ideational than sensible?
I'm going to go with A, sensible.
Can you use that one word in a sentence, please?
Are you more sensible or ideological?
Yeah, ideological. Please use that in a sentence.
Bill.
What? I don't know what ideological means. Oh, I said it right, too.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
It means I look at idols. Because I got a little tiki guy for Christmas.
Shoot. Now I'm you with Diggy Kamealoha. Ideational is relating to the formation of ideas or concepts.
And what was the other one?
Sensible.
And that's B, sensible? I'm going with B.
Sensible is A.
Then I'm going with A.
All right. Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
Think I'll have to go with A on that one.
And Sheila.
I'm going to go with A.
All right, question number 10. Are you more interested in A, what is actual, or B, what is possible?
B, what is possible.
B.
Bill. Michelle.
Jesus, that one's tough. Now, okay. I know that you probably already answered this question before. Is this supposed to be like related to Disney at all, or just in general?
It's just in your general life.
Okay, my general life A, because Disney B, but my general life A.
Yeah, this is your general.
Yep, A.
Patrick.
think I'm going to have to swing and say B on this one.
And Sheila.
Sorry, what was the choice again?
Are you more interested in what is actual or what is possible?
Oh, B.
Okay. Question 11. In making up your mind, are you more likely to go by A, data, or B, desires?
I'm going to go with A, data.
A.
Bill.
A.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
100% A.
I can see that with your job. And Sheila.
I like me those desires. I'm going with B.
I can see that with your job too. Okay, question number 12. In sizing up others, do you tend to be A, objectional and impersonal, or B, friendly and personal?
B, friendly and personal.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
I've got Amber staring at me now, and I've got to answer properly. I think it's going to be A.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Thanks for keeping him honest. And Sheila.
B.
Okay, question number 13. Do you prefer contracts to be A, signed, sealed, and delivered, or B, settled on a handshake?
A. For me, it's A.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
B.
Oh, well, we all know what happened to some handshakes in history, so we got to go with A.
And Sheila.
You know me and contracts, Rick. I'm going with A.
All right, question 14. Are you more satisfied having A finished product, or B, a work in progress?
A, finished product.
Bill.
A.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
A.
And Sheila.
These are hard, you know, but I swing more to A than B, I think.
Yeah, and some of them are going to be even harder because you'll be like, well, what's the difference? But you got to figure that out for yourself.
Right. Can I just stop and ask you a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you're at the end of all of this. You're somehow going to link this to what princesses we all are. When we get to that point, have you already kind of taken a guess at who you think we might be?
That was my goal.
Well, you didn't do it. Okay.
I tried to do it, but I could not pinpoint down to the accuracy that these results give.
Okay.
What I thought. Because I could see people going different ways.
Right.
With the results. So I did try to figure it out, but I couldn't pinpoint anybody to one.
Well, let's be honest, Rick. I mean, not one of us on this team, on this show tonight, has a straightforward personality, right?
We'll go with that.
Okay. Carry on.
I did think that somebody might have the same personality type that I do.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Now I'm starting to think that's not true.
That's scary.
I know. I feel bad for that person. All right. Question 15. At a party, do you A, interact with many, even strangers, or B, interact with a few friends?
A.
Bill.
This is a transition for me. It used to be B, but I'm going with A.
That is an interesting statement because, you know, even as soon as 6 months, you could take this quiz and changes in your life would make changes in your answers. So you could take this same test down the road. And because of changes in your life, come up with a different aspects of your personality. All right, Michelle.
A.
Can I have the answers again, please?
At a party, do you A, interact with many, even strangers, or B, interact with a few friends?
Oh, A. A.
And Sheila.
I used to be B, but I'm more A. So A.
All right. Number 16. Do you tend to be more A, factual than speculative, or B, speculative than factual?
A, factual.
Gosh. Al, how are you answering so fast?
I'm from Brooklyn. We got to do things fast, otherwise the grass grows under us or something.
Do you not remember the question about Do you make your decision quickly, or do you hem and haw? He was a make it quickly person. All right, Bill.
A.
A, you're factual?
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle.
B.
If we're just looking at a generalized concept, then I'm going to have to go with factual A.
Factual. And Sheila.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with B.
Number 17. Do you like writers who, A, say what they mean, or B, use metaphors and symbolism?
I'm going to go with B on that one.
All right. Bill.
I'll go with B.
B.
Patrick.
I'm with someone who tells me like it is. I'm going with A.
And Sheila.
A.
Okay. Number 18. Which appeals to you more? A, consistency of thought, or B, harmonious relationships?
I'm going to go with B on that one. Harmonious.
Bill.
I'll go with B.
Michelle.
Definitely B.
Patrick.
Going with B.
And it's a B for me.
See, that question was interesting because it's not actually two opposites. It's two totally different concepts that's asking you to say which one appeals to you more. Okay. Number 19. If you must disappoint someone, are you usually A, frank and straightforward, or B, warm and considerate?
I guess I'm probably A on that one.
You had to put a little bit of thought into that one.
Yeah, because, yeah, it's, I don't know. Rip the Band-Aid off quick, I guess.
Yeah. Bill.
Since beat around the bush and never tell the truth. And, oh, that sounds bad. I'm just going with B. Shut up, Bill.
All right. Michelle.
B.
I got to go with A.
And Sheila.
And I'm B.
Okay. All right. I can tell you right now, I know Sheila's answer to this.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Do you like things A, scheduled, or B, unscheduled?
Oh, you wouldn't think.
I'm going to go with, you know, man, that's so tough for me because, man, I think I'm going to go with B. I'd rather be spontaneous. Got to go with B on that one.
Okay. Bill.
Yeah, I'm going with B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
Ah, that's so hard. I don't know. I'm going to have to go with A.
Sheila.
What was A again?
Scheduled.
Oh, answer for me, Rick.
It's scheduled.
Yeah.
I was afraid that you would say unscheduled out of spite to make me look wrong. But then that would throw off your personality. And you'd end up being like somebody like Dory or something.
I'll be the evil queen.
Yeah.
You know what, Rick? I hope people who's listening to this show is playing along with us because it is kind of fun. Just even if they don't get to know their own answer, it's fun just doing this.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to send me a message, I will be happy to send them the information so they can do it for themselves.
Nice.
Okay. 21. Do you often prefer final unalterable statements or B, tentative preliminary statements?
Oh my gosh.
Can you say that one again?
Do you often prefer final unalterable statements or tentative preliminary statements?
I'm going to go with B on that one.
Bill.
I'm going to go with B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
A.
And Sheila.
B.
Okay, 22. Does interacting with strangers A, energize you, or B, tax your reserves?
Energize.
All right, Bill.
B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
I did not hear the question fully, but Amber is telling me I'm an A, whatever it was said.
I will repeat it just to make sure. Does interacting with strangers either A, energize you, or B, tax your reserves?
Oh, A.
Okay, and Sheila?
B.
Huh, that's interesting.
Rick, can I change my answer?
Yeah.
I'm A on that one.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm going to beat you up.
All right, yeah. All right, 23, facts. A, speak for themselves, or B, illustrate principles?
E on that one.
All right, Bill?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Facts. A, speak for themselves, or B, illustrate principles?
I'm going with B.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
They definitely speak for themselves.
And Sheila?
A.
Hold on. Oh my gosh, I just about had a heart attack. My screen just like flickered and all my my sheets like moved to where they like disappeared. And that would have been so sad.
Now, you know what? This is why we love you as our host for our game nights, because you're so much fun, Rick.
Okay, I'm just putting all my sheets back in order. Okay, back on track. Question 24. Do you find visionaries and theorists A, somewhat annoying, or B, rather fascinating?
B, fascinating.
Bill?
B.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
B.
B.
And Sheila?
B.
Give me time. Golly. Okay, 25. In a heated discussion, do you A, stick to your guns, or B, look for a common ground?
I'm going to have to go with B. It's a lot of security work at Disney.
That makes sense. Coming from you. Bill?
I'm going with A.
Michelle?
That's a tough one, because if it's heated and it's heated because I'm angry, it's A. But if it's heated for other people, I usually try and do B. So which one is the heated discussion? Is it a heated discussion that I'm in the middle of?
I think it would be one that you're involved with.
Then A.
Patrick.
I'm always right. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say I used to be A, but I think my job has allowed me to honestly say I try to find the common ground now. So I'm going to have to say B is my final answer.
I can see that as well. And Sheila.
Are we playing Jeopardy now?
Yeah.
Okay, in which case, can I call a friend?
Yes.
For sure.
Wrong game, too.
Yeah, that's the wrong game.
Oh, really? That's why I don't like playing games. Okay, moving on with the red face here. For sure, it's a B for me.
Okay. This is number 26. Is it better to be A, just, or B, merciful?
I'm going to go with A on that one, just.
Bill?
B.
Michelle?
B.
Patrick?
A.
Sheila?
B.
Okay, 27. At work, is it more natural for you to A, point out mistakes, or B, try to please others?
I'm going to have to go with A.
Bill?
I'm going with A, and if my if I show up on eHarmony because you're taking this profile for us to be on that, my lawyers will be in contact with your lawyers.
Yeah, we'll see if any Disney princesses send you a message when they find out which princess you are. All right, Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
A.
Sheila.
B.
That bullcrap. You point out mistakes all the time.
Oh, well, sorry. Can you
I have text messages to prove it.
No. Hang on. Do the question again.
At work, is it more natural for you to point out mistakes or try to please others?
I always try to please others.
Okay. We'll go with that.
But I do point mistakes out while I'm pleasing others. Fine.
That could go so wrong. So
I have no word for that statement, Sheila.
Yeah. Fine, Rick. I'll go A because I do point out mistakes.
No, you're not changing it because I said so.
Okay, then yeah, B. That's my answer.
Okay. 28. Are you more comfortable A after a decision or B before a decision?
A.
Bill.
C. I'll go with B.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, A.
Which is it?
I'm never comfortable with a decision. I'm going to go after, so that would be B.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
I'm going to go with B.
And Sheila.
A.
Okay. 29. Do you tend to A, say right out what's on your mind, or B, keep your ears open?
I'm going to have to go with B on that one.
Bill.
B on that one, too.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
A.
And Sheila.
I'll be honest, I'm starting to get a complex because if I give an answer, I know you're going to argue with me, Rick.
No.
You know me quite well. I am going to go A, I think.
Okay. Number 30. Common sense is A, usually reliable, or B, frequently questionable?
A.
Bill.
A.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
I think common sense can go a long way, so A.
And Sheila.
A.
Okay, question 31. Children often do not A, make themselves useful enough, or B, exercise their fantasy enough.
I'm going to say B.
Bill.
I'm going with A.
That sounds like you're a parent of teenagers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
B.
And Sheila.
Oh, that's a toughie. I'm going to go B.
Okay, Al, this is 32. When in charge of others, do you tend to be A, firm and unbending, or B, forgiving and lenient?
I say A.
B. Bill. Oh, I'm sorry, B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
I'm going to come work for Bill and Michelle.
Yeah.
I'm an A.
Sheila.
I'm sorry, can you just repeat again?
Yeah, what were you saying, Bill?
I was going to say that's why I'll never be a manager, and I'm going to answer for Sheila, it's A.
Yeah, when in charge of others, you tend to be A, firm and unbending, or forgiving and lenient.
Oh, B.
A?
What is it, Bill? What's my answer?
No, you're actually a B, but for the fun of it, I said A.
No, I'm going with B.
All right, question 33. Are you more often a cool-headed person or B, a warm-hearted person?
B.
Bill.
Was A a cool-headed person?
A cool-headed person or a warm-hearted person?
I'll go with B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
Is there a mix between the cold and the warm?
Yeah.
Gonna have to go with A.
8.5 or B and a half. One of the two. Sheila.
Have to go with one.
Yeah. A cool heart. You said a cool headed person? Patrick?
Yeah. A.
Okay. Sheila.
B.
All right. 34. Are you prone to nailing things down or B, exploring the possibilities?
A.
Bill.
Let me do a little more research and I'll get back to you on that one. B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
What was A again?
Nailing things down.
Yes.
A.
A. Sorry, Amber's over here talking to me about the 50th anniversary years.
That's all right. Sheila.
I'm going to go with B.
In most situations, are you more A, deliberate than spontaneous, or B, spontaneous than deliberate?
B, spontaneous.
Bill.
B, spontaneous.
Michelle.
B.
You're cracking me up because you're just like B, A, B, B.
Hey. That's because you might get some random commentary from my kids otherwise. I'm hitting mute as fast as I can.
Okay. Patrick.
I'm going with A, deliberate.
And Sheila.
Sorry. By the time it gets to me, I've forgotten what the question was. Repeat.
Are you more deliberate than spontaneous or spontaneous than deliberate?
Oh my gosh, these are so hard. I'm going to go with A.
I mean, you literally have a 50-50 chance of getting the answer right.
Yeah, I know, but it does make you think, actually, these how they're worded.
Yeah. And
come on, it's 10 to 10. It's too late. Carry on.
Oh gosh, we got to hurry up. We still got a lot of questions to go through. All right, number 36. Do you think of yourself as A, an outgoing person, or B, a private person?
I'm an outgoing person, A.
Bill.
I know that surprises everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with A.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
Have to go with an A.
B was the private person, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going with B.
All right, 37. Are you more frequently a practical sort of person or B, a fanciful sort of person?
I'm going to go with A on that one.
Bill.
I'm going to go with A.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
Can you please use fanciful in a sentence for me? I'm just kidding. I'm going with A.
I was like, seriously? All right. Sheila.
I'm going with A.
All right, Al. Number 38. Do you speak more in A, particulars than generalities, or B, generalities than particulars?
I'm going to say B on that one.
Bill.
I'm going with B.
Michelle.
B as well.
Patrick.
I'm going to go with A.
And Sheila.
B.
All right. Which is more of a compliment? A, there's a logical person. Or B, there's a sentimental person.
I'm going to go with B on that.
I'm going with
Go ahead, Bill.
B.
Thank you. Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
A.
And I'm B.
All right, Al. Which rules you more? A, your thoughts, or B, your feelings?
I'm going to go with my feelings.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
Man, that's a tough one. It's the toughest one so far. It's a really good one. I think I'm going to have to choose. Oh, man, thoughts or feelings? We're going to go feelings, B.
I know, it's like, you know, what is the line that separates those two things? It's a very gray area. Sheila.
Yeah, your thoughts kind of lead into those feelings.
Yeah.
B.
All right, number 41. When finishing a job, do you like to A, tie up all the loose ends, or B, move on to something else?
A.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
Well, I'd hope there would be no loose ends, so B.
And Sheila.
I'm sorry, I got flashed with a picture on my screen and it threw me. What was the question again?
What kind of picture did you get flashed by? when finishing a job, do you like to A, tie up all the loose ends, or B, move on to something else?
A.
All right, 42. Do you prefer to work A, to deadlines, or B, just whenever?
I prefer to go do it with deadline.
Bill.
B, I despise deadlines.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
100% A.
And Sheila.
B.
Huh. Interesting.
You stole it.
43. Are you the kind of person who A, is rather talkative, or B, doesn't miss much?
Oh, jeez. What are you laughing for, Al?
Because
let me guess, Al.
I know what everyone's going to think on this one. I'm going to have to say talkative, because Kerry's going to hit me with something if I don't.
Too talkative.
Bill.
A.
Michelle.
A, B.
No, A or B.
A.
Patrick.
Kerry says she has a saying for my tombstone already, and she says when I pass, she's going to write on there, he finally stopped talking.
That's funny. All right, Patrick.
B.
I'm the talkative one, whether that's A or B, I can't remember.
Hey.
All right. This is number 44. Are you inclined to take what is said A, more literally, or B, more figuratively?
B, figuratively.
A.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick?
A.
And Sheila?
A.
All right, number 45. Do you more often see A, what's right in front of you, or B, what can only be imagined?
I'm going to say A on that one.
Bill?
B.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
B.
And Sheila?
B.
All right, Al. Is it worse to be A, a softy, or B, hard-nosed?
Hard-nosed, B.
Bill?
What's the question? Is it harder to be?
Is it worse to be a softy or hard-nosed?
I'm going to go with A.
Michelle?
B.
Patrick?
Oh, A.
And Sheila?
So it's harder to be?
No, is it worse to be
a softy
or a hard-nosed?
Then B.
47. In trying circumstances, are you sometimes A, too unsympathetic, or B, too sympathetic?
B.
Bill?
B.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
Major area of opportunity for me. It's A.
And Sheila?
B.
All right. Number 48. Do you tend to choose A, rather carefully, or B, somewhat impulsively?
A, carefully.
Bill?
Gail wasn't an answer, but I'll go with B.
Michelle?
B.
A.
And Sheila?
A.
All right, 49. Are you inclined to be more A, hurried than leisurely, or leisurely than hurried?
I'm going to say B on that one.
Yeah. Bill?
He's B. answering slow.
B.
He's definitely leisurely.
Yes. Yeah. Michelle?
A. B.
What?
A.
Is it B?
I mean, I have three kids. So I feel like I'm always in a hurry, so I guess I'll do A.
Patrick?
I'll have to agree with Michelle. I'm going to go with A.
And Sheila?
Repeat again. Sorry.
Are you inclined to be more hurried than leisurely, or leisurely than hurried?
Oh, okay, A.
I think I'm going to have to do the order backwards so Sheila can hear the question.
Well, no, it's just so funny hearing some of the comments from you guys. It throws me. And then also, to be honest, I've got the Jackson 5 song, ABC, going through my head at this moment, okay?
But there's no C.
I know, not yet. Wait till the end.
All right. 50. Question 50. We've already done 50 questions, or 49. At work, do you tend to A, be sociable with your colleagues, or B, keep more to yourself?
A.
Bill?
B.
Michelle?
B.
Patrick?
A.
And Sheila?
A.
You talk to the cats a lot?
Mm-hmm.
All right, question 51. Are you more likely to trust A, your experiences, or B, your conceptions?
My experience is A.
Bill?
A.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
A.
And Sheila?
A.
52. Are you more inclined to feel A, down to earth, or B, somewhat removed?
A.
B.
A.
Michelle?
A. Oh, sorry. A.
Patrick?
A.
And Sheila?
A.
53. Do you think of yourself as a tough-minded person, or B, a tender-hearted person?
B.
Bill?
Oh, I'm tender heart like Elvis B.
Thank you very much.
Michelle?
I think of myself as B, but I think everyone else would probably say A.
It's, do you think of yourself, not what they think of you?
I'll say B.
Okay. Patrick.
If it's what I think about myself.
You don't have anything to think about. I already told you.
So Amber's saying A, but Patrick's saying B.
Oh, I was overruled. I'm definitely a little, I don't think I'm tenderhearted.
I think you're tenderhearted.
I think,
but I'm not married to you, so, you know. All right, give me an answer, Patrick. Which one is it?
A. I'll go with A on this one.
Sheila.
Tenderhearted.
All right. Do you value in yourself more that you are A, reasonable, or B, devoted?
I'm going to say A.
Bill.
I'm going with B.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
Man, we're getting some good ones as we get up here. I'm going to have to go with devoted on this one.
Oh, you're waiting for me?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, Sheila.
I apologize. B.
Yeah, it's the questions where they're not opposites that make you think a lot more, I think. All right, 55. Do you usually want things A, settled and decided, or B, just penciled in?
I'm going to go with A.
Bill?
I'm going with A.
Michelle?
B.
A.
Sheila?
A.
I knew that one.
I think right. You and I have been hanging out too much, Rick.
56. Would you say you are more A, serious and determined, or B, easygoing?
I'm going to say A, serious.
Okay. Bill?
B.
Michelle?
Definitely B.
Patrick?
A.
And Sheila?
B.
57. Do you consider yourself A, a good conversationalist, or B, a good listener?
I'm going to go with A on that one.
Bill?
A.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
A.
And Sheila?
Going with B.
All right. Do you prize in yourself A, a strong hold on reality, or B, a vivid imagination?
I'm going to say A.
Bill?
B.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
A.
And Sheila?
B.
59. Are you drawn more to A, fundamentals, or B, overtones?
I'm going to go with A on that.
Bill?
Going with A.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
A.
Sheila?
A.
Number 60. Which seems the greater fault? A, to be too compassionate, or B, to be too dispassionate?
B.
Bill?
I'm going with A.
Michelle?
A. B. Sorry. B.
Patrick?
B.
And Sheila?
B.
Number 61. Are you swayed more by A, convincing evidence, or B, a touching appeal?
A.
Bill?
B.
Michelle?
A.
Patrick?
A.
Sheila?
A.
62. Do you feel better about A, coming to closure, or B, keeping your options open?
B.
Bill?
B.
Michelle?
B.
Patrick?
B.
Yeah.
B.
Is it preferable mostly to A, make sure things are arranged, or B, let things happen naturally?
A.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
B.
Rick.
A.
And Sheila.
Answer for me, Rick.
A.
A.
A. 64, are you inclined to be A, easy to approach, or B, somewhat reserved?
A.
Bill.
I'm going with, I'll go with A.
A. Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
A.
And Sheila.
I'd like to think A.
All right, we'll go with that.
Okay, cool.
In stories, do you prefer A, action and adventure, or B, fantasy and heroism?
I'm going to go with A.
Bill.
A.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
A.
And Sheila.
B.
66. Is it easier for you to A, put others to good use, or B, identify with others?
B, identify.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
B.
Just read out A.
Is it easier for you to put others to good use?
A.
All right, 67. Which do you wish more for yourself? A, strength of will, or B, strength of emotion?
What was the second word? Strength of ovation?
Strength of emotion.
Oh, I'm going to go with A.
Bill.
I'm going with A.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
A.
And Sheila.
I don't know. B.
Okay, 68. Do you see yourself as basically A, thick-skinned, or B, thin-skinned?
I'm going to say A.
Bill.
I'm going with A. Thin-skinned was A?
Thin-skinned is B.
B then.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
A.
And Sheila.
Definitely B.
Michelle, I think you had to be thick-skinned having all those brothers, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Number 69. Do you tend to notice A, disorderliness, or B, opportunities for change?
B.
Bill.
I'll go with B.
Michelle.
A.
Patrick.
Repeat them again, please.
Do you tend to notice disorderliness or opportunities for change?
Opportunity for change, B.
And Sheila.
B.
All right. Number 70. Are you more routinized than whimsical, or whimsical than routinized?
Whimsical, B.
Bill.
B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
More routine.
Sheila.
Like Patrick, more routine.
All right, guys, we're getting close to the end, if you can believe it. 71. In your social groups, do you A, keep abreast of others' happenings, or B, get behind on the news?
A.
Bill.
I'm going with B.
Michelle.
Definitely B.
Patrick.
Gotta stay up with an A.
And Sheila.
A.
Yeah, I knew that. All right, 72. Are you more interested in A, production and distribution, or B, design and research?
I'm going to say A.
Bill.
I'm going with A.
Michelle.
Also A.
Patrick.
A as well.
What and was Sheila. A? Sorry, what was A?
Production and distribution or design and research?
I'm into research, so B.
73. In judging others, are you more swayed by A, laws and circumstances, or B, circumstances than laws?
I'm going to say A.
Bill.
I'm going with B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
Oh, you're taking me back to my ethics class, Rick. I'm going with A.
Yeah. And Sheila.
A.
All right, this is the last question. Which is more admirable? A, the ability to organize and be methodical, or B, the ability to adapt and make do?
B.
Bill. I'm going with B.
Michelle.
B.
Patrick.
Gotta go with B.
And Sheila.
And the last one read as what? What was B again?
It's which is more admirable, the ability to organize and be methodical, or the ability to adapt and make do?
Working with you, Rick, I have to go with B. No, B.
Okay. All right. So after answering all these questions, does anybody think that we have any people that have the same results?
I did at one time. I thought I was more in tune with Michelle. But as we got further into this, we kind of split away from each other.
I just say, I think we're all at like different points in our lives. So I think that it changes, you know? It's like it right does. Now, my kids take up a lot of my time and take up a lot of my everything. So,
you know, it's funny because going through this, I was thinking of my, you know, different roles at Disney. And I'm saying, am I a Dream Squad person doing this? Or am I a security person? Or am I a monorail? You know, it's like operations versus, you know, it was just kind of weird. I felt myself going back and forth, thinking of the role and the situations, you know?
Yeah, I think that goes to that one question that Rick asked is, do you base more off experiences? You know, I think that's what I was trying to base a lot of it was, is the current experiences and the circumstances that you're in right now, those different positions and jobs you've held in your life. I think all of those experiences kind of adapt and adapt you and make you become who you are. So to Michelle's point, like, we could take this again in 3 weeks and something could change in our life and we're going to answer everything completely different.
That's 100% right. I mean, few of the questions that, yeah. I mean, 2 years ago, I would have answered some of them differently. But yeah, you're right.
I think also for me, I was very nervous about giving my answers because I think Rick knows me better than I do, actually. And that really makes me scared.
But that's funny. Well, I've got the results.
Ah! Uh-oh.
And Hang on,
Rick, before you give the results out, are you surprised at the results just looking at what you've got in front of you?
To tell you the truth, the thing that surprises me the most is that Bill is an extrovert and not an introvert.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and that he's an idealist. So, All right, we do have a match.
Ooh.
We have two people that came up with the same, not the same percentages, but the same characteristics. So does anybody want to guess which two people
Can match? We go on the table, Rick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Al.
I'm going to say Patrick and I.
All right, Bill.
Just to throw things crazy, I'm going to go with Michelle and Al.
Michelle.
I was going to say me and Bill.
Patrick.
I'm going to have to go with Al, me and him.
Sheila.
I also want to go with Patrick and Al.
Ooh.
All right. Well, nobody got it right.
Oh.
It's actually Sheila and Al.
Oh, really? Wow. No way.
Yeah.
Capricorns again, huh?
For sure. Oh, my gosh.
But Al seems like such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Bill?
Oh, wait. I'm on. Sorry.
Yes, you're not muted.
Oh, you want me to say the real world?
Word? No. Oh, my gosh.
Sheila.
Wow, I'm impressed, Al.
Yeah.
Let's break these down a little bit.
Yes,
all please. All five of you are an extrovert.
We're both extroverts? Says,
no, yeah, all of us.
Five of you. You prefer to spend time and re-energize in the outer world of people and things. Four of you are sensing, and one of you is intuitive. The sensing people see the world with more emphasis on information that comes in through your five senses. The intuitive person sees the world with more emphasis on patterns and possibilities than the information you get. That is Bill. The other four people are sensing. Four of you are feeling, and one of you is thinking. So the feeling people make decisions mostly based on personal concerns in the people involved. The thinking person makes decisions based on objective principles and impersonal facts. And that person is Patrick. And then three of you are judging or planning, and two of you are perceiving or flexible. So the planning people generally lead a structured and decided lifestyle. The perceiving people are generally flexible and adaptable. Bill and Michelle are adaptable, and Al, Patrick, and Sheila are structured and decided.
Wow.
So, what do you guys think of all those results so far?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for Sheila and Al, the summary description of your personality: warm-hearted, popular, and conscientious. Tend to put the needs of others over your own needs. Feel strong sense of responsibility and duty. Value traditions and security. Interested in serving others. Need positive reinforcement to feel good about yourself. Well-developed sense of space and function.
Wow, that's me.
Right. That's me.
That's me.
Yeah. Kerry concurs. He's like, how many times you check that Facebook today?
That's amazing, Rick.
All right, this one is Bill. Enthusiastic, idealistic, and creative. Able to do almost anything that interests them. Great people skills. Need to live life in accordance with your inner values. Excited by new ideas, but bored with details. Open-minded and flexible with a broad range of interests and abilities.
Yay me.
Yeah, that's our Bill.
All right, Michelle. People-oriented people-oriented, and fun-loving, you make things more fun for others by your enjoyment. Living for the moment, you love new experiences, you dislike theory and impersonal analysis, interested in serving others, likely to be the center of attention in social situations, well-developed common sense and practical abilities.
Serving, that sounds about right.
Yeah, you know what, Michelle, it is you. Serving others. I mean, you're a travel agent. Come on.
Center of attention. Hello.
Let's go skinny dipping.
I like the common sense comment, actually, because that's a big thing for me. The things that I think are common sense, and when they're not for other people, I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, you didn't just, that's not natural for you to know? Really?
All right, Patrick, you're practical, traditional, and organized, not interested in theory or abstraction unless you see the practical application, have clear visions of the way things should be, loyal and hardworking, like to be in charge, exceptionally capable in organizing and running activities, good citizens who value security and peaceful living.
That sounds like me to a T.
Wow. Pretty much.
God, this is
and
amazing.
Then here I am. Here I am, the introvert of the group. I prefer to spend time and re-energize in your inner world of ideas and images. And then I'm intuitive, feeling, and perceiving. Mine says, quiet, reflective, and idealistic, interested in serving humanity. Well-developed value system which you strive to live in accordance with. Extremely loyal, adaptable, and laid back unless a strongly held value is threatened. Usually talented writers, mentally quick and able to see possibilities, interested in understanding and helping people.
I can see that in you, Rick. Yeah.
See that?
You know... Rick, when you've been reading this out, I, for some reason, don't ask me why, but I just keep thinking of Spaceship Earth when you're coming back down and you have the screen in front of you and they're telling you, you know, you made it very much like that tonight.
Yeah, it was really good.
I like that.
Know who we are.
All right, so here is the big result. This is the most important. Which princess are we?
Okay, can we take a guess around the table?
Sure.
All right. I guess since I love the Magic Kingdom, I'm going to go with Cinderella.
Let me write this down. Okay. Bill.
I was going with Ariel.
Michelle.
Let's go with... Belle.
Patrick.
Let's go with Jasmine.
Sheila.
I have written this down. I am not copying Al, but I went with Cinderella.
Oh my God. Wow.
Well, I can tell you that one person is definitely wrong. I don't know the rest of them off the top of my head, but Michelle was wrong because I'm Belle. Belle is an INFP. Belle, like many INFPs, is a person who lives in her own world a bit. This is by no means a bad thing either. Belle is a dreamer. She wants more for herself than the life she seems to be stuck in and would rather read books than talk to people. However, the people that she does care about are her kinds of people. She'll do anything for them. For example, she'll offer herself up as a prisoner for the rest of her life to save her father or try to stop a mob single-handedly because the beast was being threatened. She eventually learns to see the goodness under the beast's mean exterior, something that a lot of INFPs know how to do, and her love didn't just save him, it saved everyone in the castle, which is a pretty big deal. INFPs, more than anyone, know how to love and bring out the best of people. Since Sheila and Al had the same result, I'll do them last.
Okay.
So we will do Patrick. He is an ESTJ, and that is Tiana. Tiana has a quality that all ESTJs have. They're really hardworking, but in a kind of people-oriented way. Tiana spends her whole movie with one goal in mind, which is pretty cool considering that Tiana is one of the few Disney princesses who doesn't have a goal of getting married, at least not right away. She wants to own her own restaurant and stay loyal to the dream her father had. And while she enjoys being around people, what really matters to her is the work in achieving her goals. She's an extrovert, but a task-oriented one. He'd rather be working on owning a restaurant than getting to know people. ESTJs are also really smart and caring people, which gives them the ability to be so goal-oriented while keeping their people in their minds and hearts.
Hmm, good stuff.
Nice.
Like how I got one that's in the has something to do with the restaurant industry.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. All right, let's do Bill. Bill is an ENFP, and that would be Rapunzel. Rapunzel, like most ENFPs, is a dreamer who just wants to see where the cool lights outside her window are coming from. She's impulsive and enthusiastic about life. No one will ever be bored with an ENFP in their lives. More importantly, Rapunzel has the ENFP superpower, the ability to transfer her enthusiasm to others. This is genuinely a superpower. It's actually impossible to be around an ENFP and not feel their feelings a little bit. Think about how she wins over the guys at the bar in the Tangled movie. She just tells them what she wants, who she is, and they can't help but love her. ENFPs are really hard not to love, which can actually lead to them not really knowing how to deal with people not liking them. Rapunzel actually deals with this as we get to know her better in the TV show. There is a point where she literally didn't know what it meant to be booed at. Regardless, ENFPs like Rapunzel are really caring, fun to be around, and love being around people.
I mean, that's me to the T. I mean, between the plus the long blonde hair, which I'll have to post later.
All right, Michelle is an ESFP, and that is Ariel and Moana, because weirdly enough, the two are a lot alike despite having totally different stories. Both Ariel and Moana are really outgoing and free-spirited. They need to be themselves or else they'll suffocate. Ariel chafed under her father's rules and wanted more than anything to see what it was like on land. Meanwhile, Moana was totally fine being the future village chief on her island, but wanted more than anything to get on a boat and see what was beyond their horizon. As much as both of them love their people, their desire to see things they've never seen before and to do their own thing always went out for them. This is true of most ESFPs. They live entirely in the present. This can lead to a reputation for being a little impulsive, and both Ariel and Moana are pretty impulsive people. But when an ESFP trusts their gut, chances are they're right on the money.
Is it weird that I'm also a Cancer, which I think is a water sign?
Interesting.
Ooh.
You know what's funny about Cancer, which people never think of? The United States as a country is Cancer. I heard that talked about once. And I said, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, because of July. Yeah.
Someone told me that in the Hall of Presidents, actually.
Huh.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, so Sheila and Al, you are an ESFJ, which is Anna. Anna is an incredibly outgoing person who chafes under the prospect of being isolated her whole life, which is what happens to her until she meets Hans, the worst prince she could have met after going through that. Living with Elsa all alone was incredibly frustrating for her, but she wears her heart on her sleeve and has all the optimism in the world. All she wants is for her sister to let her in, and as she grows up, she just wants to fall in love. Anna is also much more aware of how her actions will affect others than most princesses. She knows what it's like to be lonely and never wants anyone to feel like that. Personality-wise, Anna is a lot like the average ESFJ. Headstrong but fun-loving. Expect the ESFJ in your life to be a leader in any group project, and the one who brings everyone together with one goal.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like me. What do you think, Sheila? Sound like you?
I think so. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing, Rick.
Rick, this is great. I mean, thanks for doing all that work. And it was great. I mean, it's very informative.
Yeah. Where you two picked Cinderella, the only difference between Cinderella and Anna is that Cinderella is an introvert and Anna is an extrovert. So you guys are pretty close with that.
Really? That one just kind of jumped out at me for some reason. Yeah. But then again, Anna, you know, that one works. I mean, I could certainly see that one. You know, I guess for some reason we tend to go with the more traditional, like, the ones that are like the hardcore princesses, you know what I mean? And Anna's kind of like a newcomer. So maybe we don't think of her as much, but certainly it fits to a T.
The introverted version of Patrick's character, Tiana, would be Mulan. The introverted version of Michelle's would be Princess Aurora. And the extroverted version of me is Rapunzel. So Bill and I are pretty close, except he's extroverted and I'm introverted.
Like Al said, this has been amazing, Rick. And I know you've put a lot of work into this to put this show together.
Yeah, thanks for that. I mean, it was really, really amazing. I mean, I didn't really know where it was going to come out. I mean, you kind of have like an idea, but it's just like, I knew it was going to kind of take a turn one way or the other. And it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the look on it, how you can, it's a different way to look at the princesses and kind of gets you to see it in a different light. So definitely a fun thing for you to bring to the table, Rick.
Thank you. All right. Well, I appreciate all of you spending all this time with me this evening. I had a lot of fun asking the questions. And I hope the audience had fun learning a little bit more about each of us.
Yes, we certainly did. And it was great for me to talk to the folks I haven't met yet and happy to be along for it. And it was real great.
Not only do the listeners get to learn a little bit more about us, we get to learn a little bit more about each other. And, you know, I think everyone has at least one different personality trait. That just goes to show that we all complement each other very well.
Most definitely. Well said.
Absolutely.
So thanks again for joining us, all of you, for going through the 74 questions. And thanks to the listeners for sticking around. Like I said, if anybody wants to get their results, shoot me a message and I will be more than happy to send you the resources that I use so you can figure it out for yourself. And if anybody wants to find out anything about us, they can just go to modernroundtales.com and find all of our social media links there.
Cool.
So, good night, everybody.
Good night to our listeners. We love you. Good night, Carrie. Good night, Amber.
See you real soon.
Good night, Steve.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Steve.
Good night, Owen. Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. The light. It's been fun, but now I've got to go. Life is way too short to take it slow. But before I go and hit the
and thank you.